And this morning we are pursuing our 50 Baptists, everybody should know. And this morning we're going to look at number 46 of our Baptist men and women. And this morning I'll look at Thomas Lloyd Malone. He was born in Alabama in 1915. He came from a broken home in a day that was broken homes were very rare, divorces very rare. And because of that, he took a lot of scorn, just was the one that was not popular in his class. No one ever befriended him. And so he was raised also on his unsaved parents' farm, his unsaved grandparents' farm, as his mother had to work 4 or 5 days a week in another state. And he was raised there by his grandparents who were unsaved at that time. He attended a Methodist church most of his boyhood, and Methodist evangelistic meetings. These he attended on a regular basis while growing up. He says he remembers his mother and aunt taking to hear him to hear Billy Sunday as a boy and the impression that that left on him. When he was 19 years old, in 1935, he attended a two-week revival in his home church and was really under great conviction for most of those 2 weeks. And finally, at the end of the meeting, he surrendered and he asked the preacher to help him accept the Lord. And so this old-time preacher took his Bible, knelt on the bench there and showed Tom Malone how to be saved. And he accepted Christ then and there. And getting up from his knees in the Isabel Methodist Church in Alabama, he shook the circuit pastor's hand and he announced, "The Lord has saved me and I know the Lord also wants me to preach." And his saved mother, who had been praying for him all his life at that point, finally saw her son saved. And he was converted and called to preach in the same moment. It's kind of a unique thing, but the young Malone, of course, never dreamed of becoming the man of God he would become. One man said this of the circuit preacher, Evangelist Campbell, and I thought I'd read this just to encourage us that deal with children's ministries and work in the bus ministry. They said of this Evangelist Campbell, he said, "This dear man of God had never stood before great congregations or administered budgets in the millions. He had never written a book or preached on the radio or had a television ministry. No one ever named a building in his honor or held a party to celebrate his life or ministry. But his ministry was about to touch the life of Thomas Lloyd Malone, whose soul-winning fervor would win thousands and thousands to Christ in the United States and around the world. Only God knew it." Let that be an encouragement to us. We never know, and maybe more to the point, only God knows. And in time, he would see his unsaved grandparents saved. I walked the aisle in one of his own meetings and accept the Lord. His grandfather, in his later years, saw many family members saved. He said that at his grandfather's funeral, there were 109 family members there who had been saved as a result of Tom and his grandparents' soul winning. At this time in America, the greatest Methodist evangelist was Bob Jones Sr. And Tom had the opportunity to hear this great man of God as he went to the Methodist camp meetings and evangelistic meetings. And as it turned out, Bob Jones had just begun a college in Cleveland, Tennessee a few years earlier. And because of the encouragement of a man in his hometown, in Malone's hometown, he borrowed $5, and this very bashful, backward and broke boy took what he could in a cardboard suitcase, and he left for Bob Jones College the next fall. Immediately upon arrival at Bob Jones College, Malone heard a truth that would totally change his life and dominate his life and his labors for the Lord, and that was this area of soul winning. In the Methodist Church, they didn't talk about this, door to door and personal soul winning, but he began soul winning his very first week in Bible college, and he never lost the thrill of leading a soul to Christ, and this would follow him throughout his ministry. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. was his greatest mentor. He said of Dr. Jones, he said he woke up early, he worked very hard, had a passion for lost souls, and was a powerful preacher. And Dr. Jones was an influence that was larger than life in Dr. Malone's life. While a student, he was scripturally baptized and ordained a Baptist minister. He also met Joyce Hardner in college in 1937. They were married, and God would bless them in their marriage for over 67 years. Upon graduation, He pastored two small churches in the Detroit area, and then in 1942, he founded Emmanuel Baptist Church in Pontiac, Michigan. He would serve as Emmanuel's pastor for over 50 years. 30 of those years, the church was recognized as one of the largest churches in America with a regular attendance of over 7,000 people. He received his PhD a few years later, and for more than 50 years, Dr. Malone was one of the most sought-after pulpiteers in the world. He was a featured regular speaker on national platforms and fundamentalists and Baptist circles, and a regular guest in the pulpit of every largest fundamental church in America. He was a master craftsman in the preparation of sermons, he was called the Prince of Preachers at the time of the sermon's delivery. And in 1954, he founded Midwestern Baptist College, and for 4 years, as Dr. Malone led that school, it trained hundreds of workers and graduated hundreds of preachers and Christian workers who even today continue to serve the Lord faithfully around the world. Dr. John R. Rice often referred to him as perhaps the greatest pulpiteer of his generation. And then not too long ago, Dr. Tom Malone, at the age of 91, he graduated himself to heaven in 2007. And Dr. Malone was one of America's best known and beloved preachers, a giant in fundamentalism. We saw, you could see no indication of that in his humble beginnings. But when a man is given over to full surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's many times we'll just stand amazed at the results. And I would recommend his biography named Tom Malone, the preacher from Pontiac, and a tremendous book. I would just say this is much like Dr. Monroe Parker's book. It's fascinating to read the stories in this book, and I would recommend this to anyone who would like to read biographies of famous preachers. And as usual, we'll try to listen to a sermon. In this sermon, as they set it up, Dr. Malone is preaching on Elijah, and this is a sermon preached, I believe, in the 1980s. And so I hope that you can hear it. We're sorry we had the sound problems now and then with the recordings, but let's listen to a few minutes of Dr. Malone.
I'm speaking to you tonight on what kind of a man was Elijah. You say, well, preacher, that's in the Old Testament. There are never going to be any more people like Elijah. I don't buy that. I don't go for that. Right. I think what God did in one day, he is able to do in our day. And what we need in this day and hour is some people of God who love God and believe the Bible, who live like Elijah lived. You know, God really must have thought highly of Elijah. When Elijah was so mightily used of God, I think the Lord put his stamp of approval upon him. And God seems to say in his word, this is the kind of a preacher, and this is the kind of a Christian that we need in this day. Why, one day they were talking to Jesus about John the Baptist and about the Bible teaching that Elijah will come back again. And Jesus said, why, Elijah has already come in the person of this mighty preacher, this man of God, John the Baptist. Elijah has already come. God is saying, Elijah was worth duplicating. He's worth making again. And I believe God is still able to make Elijahs even in your day and mine. I think God liked Elijah, was pleased with Elijah, because Elijah could bring fire from heaven. And I want to say to you tonight, that's what we need in America and in our churches and in the independent Baptist movement and in the fundamentalist movement. We need more than anything else in the world. We need to have the fire of God upon our ministry and upon our work. Elijah could call fire down from heaven. You know, there are a lot of people that say, well, you can't have revival. You can't see great numbers of people saved in this day and time. So many other things have gotten the attention of people. But I want to tell you, I believe tonight that a praying man or woman can get the attention of God. And I believe the days of revival are by no means over. when God's people believe, they can get fire from heaven and have revival. I was saved.
Here's some good preaching there. And thank the Lord this morning for Dr. Tom Malone and how God used him in our day and in the past 50 years, and what a wonderful ministry that was there in Pontiac, Michigan.